This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is 12:06 on Wednesday, the 7th of April. It's also World Health Day today. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Did I mention that already? Yes, it is World Health Day today, and on the show we are going to be talking about taking MCs.
Right. So the question today on Twitter and also on Instagram: have you taken a non-COVID-19 related sick day in the past year? Why or why not? The options on Twitter: yes, no, felt fine, no, work from home, so you were sick from home. So others, let us know. And also WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yes, you can reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We have, like Frida mentioned, a poll happening on both those platforms. We're going to be talking about what happened to our sick days, you know, during the course of this last year, you know, during the pandemic. Also on the show today, we will be discussing how interstate travel could cause the fourth wave.
Exactly.
Here, right? Mm. And also, finally, we're going to cap off the show by talking about malls. Just okay. Because, you know, you need to listen to this one. It's really interesting what's happening in the retail scene. But we'll come to that in just a bit. Of course, our top story today is about, taking MCs. You know, it's World Health Day today, like I mentioned, the 7th of April. So we wanted to take a look at sick leave and how the concept may have changed, or maybe it hasn't, you know, over the last year or so. We found this article in Bloomberg Business about how sick days don't look so good now that you can work from home, and how it showed that during the pandemic, people may find themselves logging on remotely even when they're under the weather.
So according to this article, even before the pandemic, remote work has started to chip away at sick days. A 2014 Stanford University study found that call center employees who work from home put in more days because they stayed in the job at times they would have been too ill to come to the office. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also found that people with flu symptoms were more likely to work if they had the option to do so from home. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics say one in four companies adopted more generous sick leave policies last spring as the coronavirus spread. But instead of taking advantage of those rules, many ailing employees simply continued to toil away at a zombie pace from the couch. And another survey conducted on behalf of a cold remedy, Cold Calm, found that half of the 2,000 respondents had quietly taken partial sick days during the pandemic without telling the boss, and 7/10 said they'd worked while feeling under the weather.
Now, you can see the common factor there, right? Because we've been working from home, like every instance, because you're working from home, people still found that they were working even though they were feeling under the weather. So remote work means that people are, I guess, less exposed to the germs that cause colds. That plus physical distancing, you've got your hand washing, mask wearing, and this has sent most everyday illnesses down the drain. And some of the current hesitation to ask for time off may be because the seriousness that COVID-19 has shifted the definition of what it means to be sick, right? You know, you've got images of people dying on ventilators so this kind of makes something like a sore throat seem trivial.
Right.
And many workers fear that their bosses would disapprove of a sick day for anything less than maybe you're having COVID symptoms, right? And if you actually call in sick, of course, everybody's first question is it COVID? Right? And which may make people reluctant to self-identify as being sick right now.
Right, but it's not only contagious illnesses that may require a sick day. You need to consider other ailments such as back pain, neck pain, I'm talking about myself, allergies or depression. According to the Institute for Health and Productivity Studies at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, 95% of us suffer from something or another. Yes, they also estimate lower productivity from workers who show up when sick costs employees twice as much as treating those conditions would. Migraines alone led to losses of $45 billion a year in the US and Europe, according to the Harvard Business Review, and almost 90% of that stems from presenteeism.
Yes, and we'll get to that in just a bit. Now, researchers who study cognition have also found that being sick impairs your brain function just as much as drinking alcohol or pulling an all-nighter. These risks are probably even greater for the knowledge for knowledge workers who find it easiest to work remotely because their jobs are basically all brain power, right? You're staring at the screen. It's all about working your brain. Nonetheless, employees shouldn't be forced to take days off if they feel they can be productive for at least part of the day. Now, for salaried workers paid to achieve goals, not put in a certain number of hours, working more flexibly could be considered reasonable as long long as they inform colleagues of their availability. Now, granted, it can be tough for workplaces to reach that level of trust, you know, putting the onus on managers to lead by putting the onus on managers to lead by example, you know, and maybe broadcasting when they'll be offline and why they need to be offline, be it for a childcare emergency, the flu, or they just need a break. If the line managers do that, it will also make the workers feel like they can do that as well, and they can take that break, right? Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so coming back to, we mentioned that we'd come back to presenteeism, right? You would have thought that this pandemic and what we're going through right now would have killed off that whole idea. You know, when you show up at work with a sniffle or a cough just because you feel like you need to prove your value.
Right.
Right? Why is this still a problem?
Show face.
Sure. Yeah, but now you don't have to physically show face in the office, right?
But
why
still,
is this still happening?
Yeah. Okay, I'm very fortunate, first of all, very fortunate I didn't fall ill, right? I mean, like, you feel like something's coming up and it's like, God, it could it be that? But, you know, so I'm very fortunate, didn't fall ill. But generally, like, even in the past, if I could work, you know, I mean, I'm not so much working from home, but if there were things that I could do, I'll be online, right? But then if I feel tired, I go to sleep, right? But that's the thing, right? The zombie pace, like, but I will do something rather than just, you know, wallowing my time. But I also know when to, like, just go to get a nap or something.
Yeah. I ask you about the presenteeism because I feel that. Right. I often feel guilty about having to take a day off. I mean, when we were physically coming into work or, you know, wherever else I've worked before this, I've always felt guilty about taking the day taking an MC.
MC, right?
Yeah. Unless I'm like, mati-mati, like, you know, I'm flat out in bed. Flat out in bed, right? Then, of course, like I have taken a sick day during the course of this year. And I did it because I woke up with similar symptoms to COVID. And I wanted to go to the clinic and I wanted to go and get tested in order to be sure that I didn't have it. And on that one day, I took the day off. But otherwise, you know, when I realized it was just the flu and I was just coming down with something, I continued to work even over the weekend, and I felt like I needed to make up for that day where I was off.
Like, guilty.
And I don't know where this comes from, and I'm wondering if it is basically presenteeism, you know, if I suffer from that.
Right. Okay. So actually, I know where the guilt comes from, but I won't bring it up.
All right. We are asking you on the show today, have you taken a non-COVID related sick day in the past year? Why or why not? Get in touch with us and tell us. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll and get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram as well. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll speak to someone who has the numbers when it comes to MCs here in Malaysia. And we'll ask him, you know, if there's been a change, if there's been a shift, and he'll have the answers for us. But for now, here's Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl? You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about taking a sick leave.
And the question is, have you taken a non-COVID-19 related sick day in the past year? Why or why not? Quick look at the poll results at the moment. No, work from home at 35.7%, so you were allowed to fall ill at home. At no, felt fine, 32.1%, good, stay healthy. Yes, at 28.6%, and others tell, you know, we're going to look at some feedback. There was a comment here from Jason. He says, all these fears to disclose that you're sick stems from the employer or your lying manager. And he commented and said, unfortunately, they are toxic.
So here on Instagram, right now, we have 58% who say no, they've not taken an MC over the past year. 42% say yes. But if you look at it, you know, interestingly, on Twitter, you have like almost 70% who say that they haven't. So this could come down to the fact that we've just been at home and more cautious and washing our hands and sanitizing and wearing masks and stuff like that. So you don't fall ill.
From a common cold.
From the common cold, exactly. Yeah. But you know, the best person to talk to us about this would have to be Max Tam. And he is the head of revenue at Health Metrics. And Health Metrics is an online platform that automates your medical claims and other HR administrative tasks. So we're talking about MCs and all that, right?
Right.
And they provide data analytics to HR teams so that the HR team can make strategic data-driven decisions. So I remember speaking to them back in 2019. Mm. I spoke to Alvin, the CEO, about how they are helping eradicate fake MCs here in Malaysia, right? And we're famous for that. So Max, thanks for staying on the line. Now, have you personally, just to kick things off, have you personally taken a non-COVID-19 related sick day over the past year?
Yeah, over the last 1 year, I'll consider myself very fortunate that I didn't have to take any sick day at all, right? And this really stems from, I guess, two reasons as well. One being the fact that I don't really go out as much as I did before that. And also the fact that you don't get exposed to all these different airborne diseases that are in the air, whether it's in workplaces or whether you are hanging out in social environments as well. And secondly, it's also due to the food that you take, especially when you are really home most of the time. You tend to have a lot more home-cooked food as opposed to going out there to eat. May or may not be very good for your health in this case. That will cause you to have a really bad, you know, stomach the next day or even the next few days itself.
Those right. food poisoning cases.
Yeah.
You know?
So Max, are more companies taking remote work / mental health or other factors into consideration regarding their sick leave policies?
Based on our observations, many of the companies are still not revising their sick leave policies yet regarding work from home or even mental health specifically. However, we did note quite a lot of companies have been looking towards having a discussion on mental health programs for their employees. And this is a new term that is recently popularized, right, where cabin fever is a thing among employees where people have a sense of restlessness over a prolonged period of being detached away from social circles in this case. So people get really irritated a lot quicker as well because they are constantly on Zoom calls, constantly on phone calls itself. They couldn't actually have this outlet in a social means itself. And the conversations with companies right now very much revolves around how can we actually foster this kind of improved work habits, right? How can the work from home policy can improve further changes like digital ethics, right? Video call ethics, such as switching on your video call whenever you have video calls, have this conversation because that you want to be able to know what the other person look whenever you give them an information or give them an answer, right? Having to speak to someone over video makes a huge difference over speaking to someone without video in this case. So, I mean, if you go back to the consideration whether sick leave policies have been changing, from our observations, no. But the conversations of how mental health programs can complement employee benefits have been heating up.
What do you mean we get more irritated more easily? What do you mean? What do you mean? Seriously. Max, has the process of applying for sick leave changed in any way?
I would like to say yes, but based on our observations, not as much. Because predominantly, most of the MCs or sick leave right now are being issued are still within physical GPs out there as opposed to telemedicine providers. I guess when companies were engaging with medicine providers as well, there was some sort of trust deficit in terms of the entire process. Not so much on the doctor itself, because they do know that the doctor is well-informed enough, but the lack of physical touch, the lack of seeing that person in person itself, it's very hard for them to have this trust that the doctor can actually provide this kind of assessment. And this is something that is an ongoing discussions with our corporates to bring this awareness to them that if someone is laying down on their bed itself, really sick on that, having conversations through teletext or even video calls itself with the doctor itself really makes a lot of difference because this person does not need to leave their homes, get to a doctor, get a sick leave or MC issued. For them to prove themselves, right? And that really improves the entire experience for your employees. And we have seen trends moving towards that direction, but it's not as quickly as we would like.
All right. How about some insights into whether the number of official sick leave applications has that changed over the course of the pandemic?
Yeah, one interesting insight that we found is that sick leaves actually grow in proportional terms with the business activity or even the employee movement itself. During the first iteration of the first MCO, we've seen that the number of MCOs that are being issued actually dropped quite substantially. It's also due to people having this fear of getting out of their homes, being fearful that they will get infected when they actually go into a healthcare provider setting in this case, right? So, but that trend actually really stopped after the first MCO was lifted. And when it went into CMCO or even RMCO as well, the number of GP visits and also the number of sick leave actually grew in proportion to how the population is traveling around, right? And that also shows how when lifestyles goes back to normal in terms of how people actually have more outside food as well, or even go out to meet, you know, some of their friends and things like that, they tend to have a lot more airborne diseases that are being spread around. So the number of sick leave actually somewhat grew after the first MCO itself.
Right. Final question. Do you think for those back in the office that there is a stigma or hesitation taking sick days due to COVID-19 fears, or even feeling as if they can't afford to take days off and increase workload or decreased team strength?
Terasa here.
One of the biggest change, and I think it's a change for the positive, is that how employers actually react to sick day. So pre-pandemic, usually employers will just provide, you know, 1 or 2 days off for their employees to just recoup back and they come back to office, right? But during the pandemic, or even right now as well, where it starts to taper off in this case, right? Employers usually say that after 2 days itself, the natural response will be maybe you can just stay home for another 1 week or 1.5 weeks and work from home. From that perspective, and the fact that these employees get another 1 week or so to work from home and to recoup back in terms of how they can nurse themselves back to health actually provides a very good environment, because they do not need to have the stress of even traveling back to work, even, you know, getting back into an office setting that sometimes the airflow may not be the best as well. So by staying home a few days after they are actually sick, that actually provides a very good environment for them to get well. And in fact, on a longer term basis as well, this actually really helps with the productivity of employees, because there is a term that sometimes people don't really talk about, which is presenteeism, right? The fact that the employees are in office, but their mind is not in office because they're not feeling very well. The fact that they are being based on their table itself does not actually mean that they're actually doing something. So this sort of problems of presenteeism can be applied if the person is actually home for the next few days itself just to get rest.
Right. Thank you for that, Max. That was Max Tam, Head of Revenue at Health Metrics. A couple of interesting points. The number of MCs increase as social interactions are being allowed to be more increases. The other point was like the fact that, and I guess this is good news, there's been more empathy from managers, you know, following this pandemic, right? Because previously, you know how we, the whole issue of fake MCs, you know, people just simply taking MCs and things like that. This has plagued the nation for years, decades, like, if you want to think about it, right? But now I guess there's more empathy. Like if you're sick, maybe there's also the fear that if you come in with symptoms, then people will feel uncomfortable. Or maybe it's managing comfort levels in the organization, but maybe it's also you're ill and you need to take that time off. I'm hoping it's the latter. But no, I mean, that's good news, I guess. You know, more empathy from the employer's point of view. We, of course, are asking you on the show today.
Have you taken a non-COVID-19 related sick day in the past year? Why or why not? There is a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Do take part. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Very quiet. Where you roll?
When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about how interstate accelerate travel could cause the fourth wave. We have some news about that from epidemiologist Dr. Malina Osman. We'll come back to that in just a bit. But for now, here's, you know, we're speaking about MCs. So here's Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Sacrilege. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.